Welcome, everybody, to Red's Ramblings. I have with me today the hosts of the Awfully Irish podcast, Jared and Thomas. I've known these guys for a good while. This is actually take two of their time coming on my show because at some point I lost the original feed. So it's not the first time I've talked to these guys. I've spoken to them a few times in the past now. Jared, if you don't mind starting, tell a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Gerard Eady, host of the Irish podcast. You know, we used to be a trio. Now we're a duo. So we're coping with that. At the podcast, I'm national champion in that. Mm-hmm. And going to college with Thomas at the moment. Thomas, take it away.
Hey everybody, I'm Thomas. I'm also the host of Off the Irish podcast. I'm now half the host. I'm in college studying media studies with marketing and critical skills. It's pretty cool, my new. Yeah, and I'm from Ireland.
Yes. You know? Yes. Shout out to your former host as well, Dara. Yeah. I just recently, I got around to watching the little short special episode y'all put out on why he decided to leave. He's doing a different course, going to a different school and everything. It's difficult for him to do it at the same time you guys do it, because y'all are doing the same study, right? You said media studies, essentially?
Class for class, we're together constantly. Yeah. Working together, going to school together. Pure madness.
Yeah.
Madness. Dara's doing science, so it's very different. It's a lot more intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't relate it to a podcast. We can. Like 20% of our course this year is a podcast. Yeah. Not bad.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely works to your advantage for sure. So you guys have been doing your podcast for about how long?
Nearly 6 months. This September will be 6 months. We're just past the 5 month mark, you know? Mm-hmm. How do we start? Jared, Jared put out a tweet one day. And we were talking about it beforehand as well, but he was wondering if anybody wanted to start a podcast. And me and Dara happily obliged and went along with it.
Yeah.
Thomas and Dara already had a plan to do one before. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really a part of that. I wanted to do an archery-based one, and I kind of expected other people to respond. But in the end, the two lads responded, and here we are. Unfortunately, Dara left, but Sam and Thomas are here. Yesterday we had a video go semi-viral, so we're very happy.
Which one was that one?
It was the one with Steve Cantwell.
Okay.
Cantwell.
Yeah, Thomas was talking about that. I haven't gotten around to that one. The last one I watched of yours was the Dr. Rob Kelly, and I love that one.
Amazing.
That was awesome. Yeah, that dude, that's an infectious attitude right there.
Yeah.
That is a crazy infectious attitude. Right? Yeah. Yes.
We kind of grabbed him before he got on. So,
what do you think? What would you say if you had to pick something particular? What's the biggest thing that you guys have learned since starting your podcast?
Successful people are successful for a reason.
Okay, explain.
I don't know if Thomas feels the same way. But watching a lot of these people, they are so entrenched in what they do. Mm-hmm. Like it's every living moment is what they do. There's no handout to make you the best at something. Like it comes to a lot of hard work. Rob Kelly is the best is the world's leading addictionologist. Mm-hmm. And he was an alcoholic on the streets, homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had to get out of that. And he used to live with the brain damage he caused himself. Mm. We've talked to world champion competitive eaters. They like food. So they figure out how they can eat large quantities.
Yeah.
And then they break world records and get paid to do it.
Right. Yeah. I
can keep going on with actors like perfecting their crafts. Like,
I'm going to talk about Nick. Our friend Nick, who's a competitive eater, yesterday ate 108 Twix bars.
Well, Twix eggs.
Twix eggs. They're
oh man.
That guy, you should see him, man. He's and you think he's big, ripped. Man. He's ripped.
Oh yeah,
he's ripped. He's a bodybuilder.
Yeah. 198 pounds of pure muscle. Probably like 6% body fat.
Yeah, there's some YouTuber I used to watch. He was, I think he's from Canada. He was a professional eater as well as a bodybuilder. I can't remember what his name was. I haven't watched this stuff in forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you think of, I would imagine a typical, pull a typical person off the street and you think, you know, explain to me the body type of a, you know, a professional competitive eater, and you'd probably think of somebody big, but large. If you look at them, some of them are incredibly skinny, incredibly fit. Yeah. You know,
Matt Stoney, who is currently, I think he was number one for a long, long time. He's a big YouTuber now as well. He's tiny, but my God, the man knows how to eat his food quickly.
Are you sure it's Matt Stoney you're talking about?
Matt Stoney, yeah. Not Matt Stoney. Well, yeah.
I'm not too sure if it's Matt Stoney. I'm not too sure.
Do you know who Matt Stoney is?
Badlands,
right?
Chugs is, no offense to you guy, he's big.
I love the guy. He's fucking awesome.
And then Nick Wary's ripped. Mickey, you know, ripped.
Yeah.
She's the number one female competitive eater, and she's tiny.
Yeah, I remember seeing this one video of some lady, and I don't know her name, but I think she does competitive eating now here in the States, and she's just stuffing her, covered in tattoos and whatnot, stuffing her face, and I'm just like, where does that shit go? You know, where does that shit
Funny
go?
Funny enough, we had this conversation. The human body can only digest so much.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, when you think you see corn, think of it like that. You're going to see bits of hot dog.
Bits of hot dog.
Like, no, like, seriously, the human body cannot digest that much. It'll digest the first bit, but then afterwards, like, what you're looking at is bits of bread and bits of sausage and...
Right? Some of the stuff people
Miki
do
gave
to
an
their
interview
bodies.
Where she talked about that.
Yeah. She also ate I don't know if you've heard of it, right? But it's like a Packy One chip.
Yeah.
She had one of those for, and she kept it in for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said her tongue tingled after.
Oh yeah, there's a candy in, it's probably, you can get it in Ireland too, I'm assuming, I don't know, called Satan's Toe. It's a little sucker. It's called Satan's Toe. Yes, Satan's Toe. And me and my wife got it one time, and we were, she loves hot foods. I can't stand them. I'm not a fan of hot foods. And we were watching some movie at night, and I got it out, and she licked it, and it was crazy hot. And I took the smallest lick humanly possible, and my tongue was on fire.
It's a lollipop, is it?
Yeah, it's a red lollipop.
And what flavor is it? Like, is it supposed to be?
I don't know.
Made of?
Hot, hellfire.
Hot. Okay.
It's called, you know, hellfire, man. Like
hellfire.
Put a torch.
Not sure what you're expecting, Thomas.
Yeah, put a torch on your tongue, and that's what Satan's Toe tastes like. Yes.
And do people eat the whole thing for challenges?
Yeah, like there's a challenge on the wrapper itself on like how many seconds you keep it in your mouth. And I couldn't even do one. Like I said, I took the smallest lick humanly possible, and it burned. I remember like drinking milk. I, you know, stuck my tongue in ice cream, all that kind of stuff. Oh yeah. I hate hot foods. I'm not a fan. I'm not a Tabasco sauce, sriracha, none of that shit. Hell no.
I grow ghost chilies. Dangerous stuff.
Why? Why, dude?
Actually, I didn't buy it. It was is it benefit in kind? It's like a non-cash payment from an employer. I got a plant of my choice, and it was like that or corn. It was that or a stalk of corn.
You could have had corn, bro. You could have made popcorn. That's awesome.
I've had that thing for 4 years.
You messed up. You could have had tortilla chips.
You know, tortilla chips and shit, man. That would have been great.
I normally sell the chilies, or I give them away.
I mean, that is cool, though. I mean, I think I would, if that was choice was given to me, I'd probably do it, too.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have it. Have you ever eaten one raw?
I tried.
How'd that go?
You know, it's the point where you get like the bite.
Yeah.
And then it's like my mouth was invaded by an army of fire. It was like I tried to chug a volcano.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly.
No, I'm serious. Like, it was bad. I turned this color for a while.
I believe it.
I'm serious. It was bad.
No, I believe you. I believe you. 100%. I believe you.
Have you ever had a toxic waste red?
It comes in the barrel. That's the sour candy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember those. I used to
cry eating those, man.
Why would you eat them?
Because they were fun. They tasted nice after like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got to suck all the sour off and then you'll be okay.
So worth it, man. That little taste of blackberry at the end of it, man. Pff, better they were than good. Sex.
Jesus. Coitus. Better than coitus.
Better than coitus.
Oh, no, he said that was rotten.
All right. Anyway, so let's get on to your typical Irish foods, because I got to talk about foods in every show I have. And we mentioned tatoes. You know, that's all you guys over there love, tato chips.
Yeah.
And I think, what was it? Mince pie was really big.
Shepherd's pie, mince pie.
They're all the same to me. Pie is pie. What's some other ones? Because I know somebody did ask a question about some alcohol. It started with an E. But Jared, I think you said you don't even drink, correct?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'll have the odd drink, but I'm not a professional on drinking.
Yeah, I don't drink really at all either. So that was kind of here nor there on that one. But everyone knows Guinness is huge over there.
Yes.
There's Irish whiskeys, obviously. Irish whiskey, Ireland.
Yeah. Tullamore Dew is nearby to us. It's a very popular one.
Say what?
Tullamore Dew is a very popular whiskey, and it's only up the road from us.
Okay. That does sound
like it's a neighboring town.
Yeah. All right. What are some other foods, though? Like, what are some desserts? What are some desserts? They're like,
we were starved
for Ireland
for 400, 600 years. We didn't have desserts.
But you do now. You should have now, because you had that time of starvation. By the time food came around, you should have explored and exploded in the culinary arts.
I'll be honest with you, right? Actually, under my contract with Awfully Irish, I'm not allowed to eat. man. I would love to answer this question. I would. But I'm also not allowed to speak out of turn.
But this is my show.
No, Thomas, like, genuinely.
When I'm thinking about desserts, I think traditional Irish turn. I don't even know if it's traditional Irish, but I just know trifle would be a big one.
Yeah.
Trifle.
Which is like jelly, custard, cream, and then chocolate sprinkled on the top. And you usually have that with alcohol thrown in there somewhere. And usually like have that after Christmas dinner. You'd have a trifle. But maybe not even after Christmas dinner. You'd have a big one after Christmas dinner.
What's that fruitcake we talked about last time? Like Boring Brack?
Oh, yeah. Boring Brack.
Boring Brack. And it has the ring in it. And if you cut into it and your slice is the ring, your next person is going to get married.
I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one. And then what was the other one? 99ers?
Oh, yeah. 99.
The most... Guns. Boring ice cream cone imaginable.
Nah, simplicity. Man. You just haven't seen a good one. You haven't had a good 99, man. Your ice cream.
You haven't seen Dairy Queen, okay? Jared knows Dairy Queen. You haven't seen Dairy Queen. Have Dairy Queen, and then you'll forget 99ers ever existed.
Nah, man. I can't. Man. 99s are like this pure, simplistic summer's afternoon. You run up to the shop, grab a 99. Your week is made, man. Oh.
I mean, ice cream's good. Fashion. I ain't gonna lie. Ice cream is, especially on a hot day.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream is great. So to one of the questions that I did receive for you guys is based on sports. Everyone knows over in the UK and basically anywhere outside of United States, soccer or football is enormous, right? Yes. You guys probably have numerous teams in Ireland, am I correct?
You'd be wrong.
I'd be wrong.
Yeah. We have a couple.
Genuinely, after the British left Ireland, there was a lot of anti-English sentiment. So okay. It was like going back to like Gaelic football so on. Like that's obviously changed in recent times, obviously. Probably since Wolves, but I don't know. I don't know many people into soccer here.
We have a couple of football. We have Shamrock Rovers. It would be the very big one.
Would you say, because one of the questions that I received was from the Scotland episode I did, Sophina from up there in Scotland, and she was basically asking if, let's say you have your big team, right, and they're fighting, they're going against somebody, and they lose. Does it get dangerous at times? Because they're, like, we see here in the States, like, if, you know, the Lakers just won the NBA Finals, right, and they beat Miami Heat. Miami didn't do anything crazy, right? But there are some countries over there that take it so serious if their team loses that shit can go down after the fact.
Usually not in football and rugby. I know a big one now that Irish fans get really behind is McGregor fans. McGregor fans will fuck you up if he loses. They will
cage and beat the guy.
They'll really try to start a fight if he loses.
He's McGregor not fans that are good.
Such.
Well, actually, in all fairness, he's actually pretty good.
He's okay. I mean, he's great. He is good, but he's better at talking.
He could take on all three of us at once.
Oh, 100%. I stand zero chance against him.
Oh yeah, we but know. His you mouth know, is Connor, better. If you ever happen to find us, you know, you will fuck me up. And I will sit and watch as you do. But compared to Khabib, and if I had Khabib in front of me, I'd think, okay, now this is a different fight.
I'm safe. You know, yeah.
Khabib's in front of me. I want to pray to whatever gods will listen.
Right? I mean, the man wrestled bears as a kid. So, yeah, fuck all that. I don't want nothing that's to do people, with that man.
As people, like, prefer him so much. Like, remember I was saying that the best in the world are the best in the world for a reason?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he does. There's only two things that he cares about, and that's Islam, or three things. Islam, his family, and MMA. Yeah. And his family help with his MMA career.
Yep.
And, you know, he prays a lot, so he, I suppose that helps him in a way. And, you know, he goes in there, like, he's training like crazy. Destroys people. Conor McGregor, he's setting up whiskey companies. He's punching old lads in bars. He's spending all this money and getting all these accusations thrown at him. He is not doing the right stuff.
Yeah, he
probably
definitely
wasn't training as much.
Yeah, he let everything go to his head way too much.
Yeah,
he got too famous too fast, and he let his ego get ahead of himself. And yeah,
I think a fight has just been confirmed. He's fighting Dustin Poirier
in January
in the Texas, I want to say the football stadium, the Texas Dallas football stadium.
Probably. I know Dana put out basically saying it, but I don't know if it was confirmed yet, because I know Connor wanted to fight this year.
Yes, he did.
And January's next year, so. But I know it's a charity fight regardless, so that's cool anyways.
But I think they sorted out that it's next year, and he's okay with that. And then he wants to fight Manny Pacquiao after that.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Who's that?
Manny Pacquiao would be... He would be like Floyd Mayweather in terms of skill, but like he has more wins than Floyd Mayweather, but he has lost, whereas Floyd Mayweather hasn't lost.
Why is he going boxing?
Huh?
Wait, is McGregor doing boxing again?
He's planning to fight Pacquiao in boxing, yeah.
Yeah. That's where the money's at.
This guy's going to sort himself out.
Nope.
No.
Nope. He. I mean, that's where the money is, you know? That's definitely and the thing about Pacquiao is kind of goes into the whole sport question about what goes down after an Irish team loses. Over in the Philippines, when Pacquiao fights, the whole country stops.
Really?
Essentially, yeah. Like, there is a dramatic drop in crime across the entire country. They will set, if available, they will set up like screens in parks for the nation to watch. Oh, he, wow. I mean, he's like a politician over there too. So he is huge over there in the Philippines. Yeah, the whole nation essentially stops when Pacquiao's fighting.
I mean, a lot of Irish people will be watching that fight. Oh, yeah. Know that because a lot of people, they like seeing McGregor fight. He's the big Irish fighter. And the next one next to him is Katie Taylor. And sadly, I watched Katie Taylor's last fight. She's undefeated. She won the Olympics for Ireland. Mm-hmm. Like, she's great. I watched her last fight. She was terrific. She won, you know? But she doesn't get enough. She's too...
Yeah. You know, like, who McGregor is. You don't know who she is. She's accomplished a lot more.
Oh, yeah. She is.
Well, great. the thing that McGregor found, and a lot of them are adopting now, is that WWE, like, talking mad shit, you know, being a character.
Yes.
You know, being somebody else, essentially, exaggerating, you know, what you say, basically. He is the king of that. He is the absolute fucking king of that.
And it's just when he started, when he couldn't prove that he was, is when he fell off. When he lost to Mayweather and then lost to Khabib, who are the two best in what they do.
It started when he lost to Diaz, when he lost to Nate the first time. Yeah. No one gave Nate a chance. Nobody really gave Nate a chance, but Nate's a fucking dark horse.
Oh, yeah.
Nate, you essentially can never count him out because he's fucking insane.
Mm. I was saying to Thomas the other day, there seems to be this thing of fighters becoming like just being shot into stardom. And it normally happens at the point where they beat Nate Diaz. Whenever he's beaten, fighter who beats him ends up being like this huge, amazing fighter.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's like essentially Diaz is like the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You know, you could beat Nate, then you're somebody. But like, I think ever since Conor took on that heel persona, basically, and started talking shit, no matter who you were, he would talk shit. You see a lot more of them doing it because there are plenty of fighters that are good as hell, but they're quiet. You know, they didn't talk a lot of shit to anybody. And they kind of got looked over. Like, you know, we lost Demetrius Johnson to one championship. You know, easily one of the best flyweights in probably ever.
Yes.
But he never talked shit. He went in there, he destroyed everybody, and he went home. But he never got promoted because he didn't really talk anything. He didn't, you know.
It's the same with Kamaru, who's the current welterweight.
Oh, Usman?
Yeah, because he's so quiet. And I didn't even know who the welterweight champion was before the Jorge fight. It's because I've never heard of him.
Oh, and Woodley? Also, yeah.
No, I heard of Woodley because I like Woodley. I actually like watching him.
I hadn't heard of
Kamaru though before. And there's a reason. It's because he's really, really, really boring at fighting. And
he basically kind of is.
Those toe stomps, I was there half 5 in the morning. Pissed, man. I was so annoyed I stayed up to watch that fight.
But the one he did with Colby was phenomenal.
Mm.
Where he broke... I hate Colby. I hate him. Like, he needs to shut the fuck up every time. I can't stand it. But... the man can fight. You got to give credit where credit's due, and the man can fight. I mean, who takes a broken jaw and keeps going? That's something.
He's planning on fighting Jorge now in December, I think it is. Covington versus Masvidal. It's going to be a thing. That should be a good fight.
I want them to run back the BMF belt with Diaz because I don't like how that ended. You know, the whole cuts and too much blood and all that kind
of thing. And his eye. But I think his eye is always going to do that in any fight. Like, you know.
It will. He's got so much scar tissue up there. It's going to bust up essentially every time.
Like, he's good. He could probably retire now. And he's still, like, he's going to leave behind a legacy because he was that good.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, and he could easily, you know, start like how Conor's got his old alcohol, you know, company. If the Diaz brothers start like a pot company with, you know, weed and whatnot, shit. Look at Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's little weed farm he's got going on. The man's making shit tons of money right now with all that kind of crap.
You watched the podcast.
He got in shape like that. Apparently, he got in shape like that because his wife called him fat.
Yeah, he didn't like it. Yeah,
his wife called him fat once.
Yep. And he started to get on the treadmill. And 5 minutes turned to 20, and 20 minutes 15. Turned to fucking six-pack abs at however old he is. Yeah.
I'm scared of Tyson. Man. Are you kidding? That guy is fucking scary. Jared, you watched the Roy Jones podcast, has right?
A lot of talent. He got cheated out of the Olympics.
Roy Jones? Why did he get cheated by?
Well, he was fighting a guy. He knew he won. Everyone thought he won. Like, people thought he won. But then theater guy. But then a couple of years later, I got the best boxer. But he still wasn't. He still didn't win that year. Actually, it made me think a lot about the Olympics because in that podcast, he's talking about it, and it's unpaid. You don't get shit in the Olympics. It's like, as Joe Rogan said, it's like college level.
Mm.
Like, don't. Okay. And then, because I never understood why, like, someone like Mike Tyson didn't, or Muhammad Ali didn't go for the Olympics.
Mm.
I don't know if Muhammad Ali.
I don't think he did he?
I always wondered why, like, Pao. And that's why. Is make a living doing it or win the Olympics, and you can actually do better with the other one.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Tough. Very true.
Mm.
So I wanted to ask you guys one of the new things that I came across for this one was, and it's probably in Gaelic, so I'm probably about to butcher the pronunciation of it. But do y'all know, essentially, I think in English it translates to tribe of the gods?
No.
That's nothing familiar?
Can you say it in Irish?
I'm going to try. Tuatha de Danann.
Spell it.
I'm about to pull up this thing.
Okay. Oh, two in the heaven.
Okay, what is that? Because it says like that's like some old Irish mythological gods.
They're a supernatural race in Irish mythology. Are they gods, though?
I've never heard of them, man. If you want to talk Irish lore, there's like, we could probably tell you about Cú Chulainn. That guy's pretty cool.
Who's that?
There's Cú Chulainn. There's the Fianna. There's Fionn the Fish. There's loads of Irish lore.
Oisín na Tír na Nóg.
Oisín, man. Oisín, my real G.
Oisín the old boy.
We're talking about Irish lore. Like, so there's this one guy called Oisín, and he was part of this thing. He's part of the Fianna, right, Jared?
Group of warriors, like the best Ireland had.
And this one called Niamh pulls up on a horse, and she goes, "All right, I like this one." And she picks Oisín. And she brings him back to this place called Tír na n-Óg. And so basically, he has a nice
Which means, it means, is land of the young.
Yeah.
In Tír na n-Óg, no one ages, no one dies.
Okay. Mm.
But there's a twist. And she didn't tell him the twist. Time passes slower. Thomas, keep going.
You keep switching out, man. You keep like jumping in and out of frame.
Yeah.
Basically, time moves differently in Tír na n-Óg how it does in the actual Ireland. And Oisín's like, all right, I really want to go, you know, because his dad was also in this group of warriors. He was like, I'm going to go, you know, visit the old Dadín there. And sure, when he went back there to his dad, the whole place looked different. There was new houses and everything where the old ones had been. And yeah, he pulled up to a stranger and goes, so what's happening here? He goes, I'm looking for me dad and the Fianna. And the lad simply says, they've been dead for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
So Oisín falls off his horse, because he's on his horse, and he touches the ground and becomes an old man. like instantly becomes an old man.
Yeah.
And something about, like, I think St. Patrick was there or something to help him. I don't know. St. Patrick was supposedly supposed to be there with Oisín. But I think that's like, there's something someone threw in when St. Patrick was around. But yeah, that's one of the lore. There's loads of Irish lore. There's Fionn Mac Cuil, and where he like defeated an Irish hound by hitting a schlitter into its mouth with a hurl.
And I remember looking into that fairies are really big in Irish lore. Is that correct?
Fairies are really big in Irish lore. What do you think, Jared?
I'm just back. I disconnected.
What do you think about fairies being big in Irish lore?
Fairies? I know they're big in Scottish lore. I've never really heard of one about them in Ireland.
No.
But you say, if someone was thinking... I think it might have been an explanation for like dementia back in the day.
Let's say away with
fairies. No, for dementia.
One of the best Irish myths and legends has got to be fairies. Have you ever heard of fairies and you've likely living under a rock? Fairies were said to live in Cnacsogashiva in Irish. This means mounds of earth where the fairies are ruled by a king or queen.
You realize this is like 4,000 years ago, the stuff we're reading.
But is it Irish? It's Irish though. That's what I'm asking, if y'all knew about it. That's what I'm asking, man.
I didn't know about the fairies. I've never heard about a fairy. Heard about the puka.
Where are these shape changers? Puka means ghost.
Yeah.
It's a shape changer. No.
Man, what website is it? This is so inaccurate.
This is IrelandBeforeYouDie.com.
Look, this might be more accurate than what we think, Thomas.
The message of the butterflies... Yeah, actually, I know that.
Okay.
Butterflies are good luck.
Yeah, I think that's even a thing over here.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Let's see. Mermaids.
Yeah, mermaids, stay away from them. I think that's pretty known. That's pretty easy.
I think I told
known.
You before, they used to think that there was a small island off the coast of Ireland, like towards where the Americas were. Mm-hmm. And... like it was only visible for a certain amount of time during the year, or every couple of years for an hour, and it was impossible to get to or something.
Yeah.
And actually, I have no idea how they came up with it, but fair enough. Might have been something to do with the Vikings, because they were here and they went and they discovered Iceland and Greenland and didn't really tell
America.
Anyone. Yeah.
They're on America way before anybody else, essentially. Or, well, before Columbus, anyways.
He was a bad man.
Who?
Columbus.
Yep. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. One, I came across a strange law that pertains to leprechauns. And it's like, it's not really a law, but it's like an unspoken law, essentially, or rule that if a leprechaun ever comes to your door and knocks, you kind of have to give him half of your supper.
You better lock me up, bro.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of that one.
I only gave him 2/3 when he came to my door.
That might have been it. It might have been 2/3.
No, I don't know. I've never heard of that.
No.
I like all these lures and all that stuff that you're reading that just we Irish people have never heard of.
Yeah, most Irish people wouldn't know these in the first place. But I guess because we're fresh out of doing a Leaving Cert, we'd know a bit more in regards to Irish. And then I went to an Irish school, so.
Yeah, let me see. Here it is. Says, according to the translation in question, should a leprechaun turn up on your doorstep, you must invite them in for a share of your dinner.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind next time.
Yeah. I won't.
Because, you know, the problem is red. People don't think they're real. But I'm being real with you. They're real. They never stop knocking the door. Can I have a bit of this? Can I have a bit of that? Pot of gold this. Pot of gold that. You see me Lucky Charms. It never stops. Anyway.
So I remember also we were talking about, what was that sport? Was it hurling, right?
Hurling, yes. We were talking about hurling. Remember that.
So, and I remember looking into it and like, that shit looks cool. I liked it. It looked fun. But I also came across Camogie.
Camogie.
That's yes. The female equivalent of the sport.
Yeah, that's just the female equivalent.
No idea what they have different names.
I don't know what they're different either. It's just that I've always known that Camogie, women play Camogie and lads play hurling.
I said Camogie once and I got corrected so bad. It's like I insulted the grandmother. You know?
Yeah.
I was a young lad too. But yeah.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know what that is. Oh my god.
Pronounce that.
Oh, it's in Galway? Oh.
Mokana. Deraha Alia.
Apparently, it's like the longest place name is that it? Ireland has.
Mokana Deraha Hala. Yeah.
Mokana Deraha Hala.
Yeah. Mokana Deraha Hala. Yeah.
That's okay. It's not as bad as
Talby. No. Mokana Deraha Hala. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that. No. I'm going to go there now.
If it was Welsh, there'd be Z's and fucking X's thrown in there and you wouldn't know what to do.
So yeah. What are some things, man, because I know we've a lot of times when we get talking with each other, it tends to turn political a lot of times. And I think a lot of times it's like Jared kind of goes that way. Yeah.
It's this guy down here.
He
loves talking. But no, I probably bring it up more.
So, I know you guys have a whole bunch of political parties, whereas we generally have two over here in the States. We have more, but not really. Because no one gives them, you know, the time of day, essentially. If you guys had to come up with a plan to get us on board with breaking up, essentially, our two-party system, if you had to come up with something, what kind of plan do you think you would have?
You need to realize how stupid having two parties is.
Oh, like we do. We know it's dumb as shit.
Here's the case with the Democrats and Republicans from what I see. I see one is like middle conservative. One is middle liberal or whatever you call it. And like that's two options. But this one gets called the far right. You know, the Republicans, they get called the far right, Nazis, whatever. And then the Liberal Party, Democrats, they get called...
Oh, they're just mates, brothers.
The Marcus, the communists.
Yeah.
They're so similar. Mm-hmm. They're just politicians. They don't know what they're at.
Yeah.
You need to find like a smaller party and say, okay, I agree with their values. I'm going to vote for them. You need to start supporting the smaller ones because realistically, it's not sustainable. Like if it's going to be a constant pull of Republicans, Democrats, Republicans, Democrats, nothing's going to get done. They're going to be undoing each other's work for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we're seeing right now.
So why would you, like, keep going with that? Like, this happened for the first time in Ireland. It's normally been Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. And last year, it changed to Sinn Féin. They didn't have enough people because they didn't expect to win. But they're kind of in power at the moment. So
they have most of the
for the first time, we broke out of the loop as well.
Yeah.
So it took y'all a while to get, and I think it's going to take us a while to get there. I think we're heading that way. I know the leading third party candidate over here is Joe Jorgensen, is I think how you pronounce her name. I'm seeing her name all over the place. She's everywhere. The thing with this election, it's so divisive. I think someone said you had to get 15% of the vote to even be on the official ballot come like actual election day. And I don't see that being the case.
No.
But We do have a lot of some wild characters. Like, I know, Jared, you mentioned we have Kanye West for the birthday party.
Please vote the birthday party. I don't even care who wins. I want Kanye West to be the president.
So I thought he was out. He's technically somehow still in.
I haven't watched his political, I haven't watched his campaign yet, but I'll watch it later on. But I saw like water and shit and like these models in
Well, we had a guy who's ran numerous times who he was truly serious, but he came off very gimmicky and very, you know, childish. Have either of you ever heard of Vermin Supreme?
No.
That's his second name.
Okay. Well, Vermin Supreme is a politician slash actor slash activist slash whole bunch of things, right? And he's ran for president numerous times. And he, one of his things is he, what was it? A law he would pass is for every American to brush their teeth. That would be a law. He would also give every American a pony, if I recall. Either a donkey or a pony, but I want to say it's pony. And this is the great Vermin Supreme. He wears a boot on his head at all times.
Joe Rogan needs to interview this guy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He just looks like a wizard.
Yes. Vermin Supreme.
I just want to bring up real quick with the two-party system that normally happens.
Yes.
That's a result of civil wars on your part and our part. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael were two sides of the civil war in Ireland. I'm assuming, yeah, the Democrats and Republicans both came from two different sides of the civil war.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny enough, the Democrats, they were the South, weren't they?
Say that again?
Weren't the Democrats the South? They were the South?
So, depends on who you ask, what answer you'll get, right? If you ask historians and people who study this kind of thing, yes, the parties essentially switched values. But if you ask other people, they'll say that no, they'll disagree, because then they can say that, you know, Democrats were for slavery and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, but it's just history. You can't ignore history if you don't agree with it. It happens.
Well, some people would disagree with that.
You don't have to agree with history. It happened. You
history
have to acknowledge.
Subjective, man.
You have to acknowledge. Yeah. You have to acknowledge history. Okay. Yeah.
Well, again, you guys might be more open-minded than some individuals that are over here.
You should hear the things Thomas says.
Like what?
You should hear his stance on Burger King.
Nah.
Wait. I love Burger King. I love Burger King.
Man, that's a shame.
Hold on. Whoa, bro. What up? What's up with Burger King? Okay, who's better? If you say McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Okay.
McDonald's is up there, but it's miles above Burger King, can I say. But
have you had a Whopper? Have you had a Whopper?
I have.
And it's the best burger fast food, essentially. Yeah. It's better than a Big Mac.
It's actually pretty good.
It's fucking great.
I don't really like Burger King. It's what I'm just saying.
Burger King makes me think of a barbecue, and McDonald's makes me think of just like fast food.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So who's the best? Who's the best, Tom?
Who's the best?
Who's the best?
You ever heard of Abracababra?
I've heard of the Pokemon. Yeah.
It's a fast food kind of restaurant. I don't know if you guys, do you guys have it over there? I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard of it.
I think you do.
I'm pretty sure you guys do. Jared, you've had Abracababra,
yeah,
right?
But he didn't know about Perkins, and he lives in the States.
Oh. Abracababra, bro.
Abracababra?
Abracababra. Yeah. Or do you know what? A Nando's would be number two up there.
Nando's?
Fuck yeah, Jared.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I love Nando's, man.
How did we get here? We went from like dual systems in And how
We'll talk about the wizard president in a minute. Go on. Now we're talking about fast food restaurants. Gandalf the president.
Hey, I like. So, is this it?
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this. This is new.
Sick, bro.
That looks really good.
Good. It is so.
But that looks fancy too. That doesn't look like typical fast food.
That's what I mean, right? And then if you go into the restaurant, they give you this thing, and it buzzes whenever your food's done. You have it on the table, which is sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have that. We have stuff like that in certain restaurants. What kind of food is it?
That's the nice pizza.
They do.
Oh, it's kebabs a Turkish style.
Kebabs. They do kebabs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Jared is a big fan of kebabs.
And not anymore. I got food poisoning.
Oh, whatever.
I was getting a root canal. I told you about this, Red. I was getting a root canal. It's done now. I feel great. But the night before, I was so heartbroken. I was like, I have to get a fucking root canal. I was like, I'm going to get a takeaway and just, you know, spoil myself.
Yeah.
And at 4:30 in the morning, I wake up in a cold sweat. I know what's coming. And I have to go to the bathroom and I was just puking. Kebabs are chunkier than you think.
Yeah, we had that. Well, my wife had it. I think it was Chipotle. Either Chipotle or Diablo's. I don't know if you guys have that. I don't know if it's gone international.
We don't have either of those.
Yeah, I'm aware
of Chipotle.
Okay, yeah. So, well, one, Chipotle has actually killed people with its food before. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Why haven't they been shut down?
I don't know. I guess they apologized and corrected what was wrong.
We killed that guy.
Yeah, they have legitimately killed people. But I think it was Diablo's that gave my wife, before I met her, like, same thing, gave her really bad food poisoning. I got food poisoning from once that I recall in my whole life. I got food poisoning from some seafood restaurant down in Tybee Island here in Georgia. And
I love the way you say that.
What?
I love the way you say that.
Say
that again.
Say what?
Georgia. No, you said a lot. You said a lot better than that. Come on, give me your best Georgia.
I don't know. Georgia.
Oh my God, that's just beautiful. That's beautiful, sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But, sorry.
Calm down, Jared. Calm down.
easy there, boy. Down.
But I was everything, both ends, you know what I'm saying? Bleh, and all that kind of stuff. The first thing I had, after I got it cleared out, essentially. You guys have had Arby's or have heard of Arby's, right?
I've heard of Arby's.
Arby's, we have the meat.
The meats, right? So they have, it's part of their secret menu called the Meat Mountain. It's a $10 burger. And it's probably about that big. And it's all their meats that they have on a bun. It's like, I'll pull it up because it is a glorious, glorious burger.
Here's the thing. Irish ads do not make me want to buy the product, full stop. American ads make me fantasize about it. Man, fucking, see, like, okay, also, you guys can do ads for pharmaceuticals.
Look at that, dude. That's kind of weird. Look at that.
I've seen something like this on their ad.
That is gorgeous. That is amazing. You know you want it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know? But, yeah, the first thing I ate after getting done with having food poisoning, I went to Arby's, $10, had this thing with a large Coke and large fry. I probably devoured it in like 5 minutes. So good.
Look at you. That looks nice. But, yeah, the Arby's ads are amazing. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, but me and some guys, we were actually talking because you just mentioned, you know, how we have pharmaceutical ads and whatnot. And there are other countries that don't – do you guys not have those either?
No. There's only one other country that does it, I think it's New Zealand.
That has the ads?
Yeah, you guys in New Zealand.
Really? Because I know Australia does.
I'm going to check myself on that.
Well, I know for a fact Australia does not allow it as well. And yeah, that's definitely something that we need to fucking get rid of for sure. Because that shit's, it's aggravating as hell.
What's terrifying is they're great ads.
They terrify the hell out of you. Because when that one person at the end talks about side effects, it always ends with an possible death. You know,
don't you wish you had a clear throat? Try Calpol. You won't regret it.
Yeah, like...
side effects may cause death, cancer, ball sack explosion.
Death of family members.
Side effects may include, but are not limited to, ball sack explosion.
I want to go back to foods right now because I just pulled up the trifle.
Yeah,
triple.
United States and New Zealand, only trifle. Countries to allow consumer advertising of prescription drugs.
Trifle.
That's see that one delicious. There? Go back up there. That one middle. Yeah. Irish coffee trifle.
Yeah.
One right beside it on the left. That is what your normal trifle would look like.
Man, mine has a lot more fruit in it than that.
Really?
I never have chocolate in a trifle.
Seriously? I have chocolate. I sprinkle flake over it.
Is it like pudding and cake layers?
It is jam.
It's like a cheesecake kind of thing. Like cheesecake or a mousse. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of depends how you make it, but they're really nice.
I make it with jam. I make it with custard, cream, and then I sprinkle chocolate flake on the top of it.
You know, that's something we don't have a lot here. At least not where I'm from. Custard.
Custard?
Yeah, it's not really a big thing. I mean, we have, like, you can go to the store and it's like it's specialty, essentially. And
it
I'm sure like
you're over here.
Oh, yeah. Over in the UK, it's huge over there, in Europe and whatnot. But, yeah, we don't really have it. Because every time I hear the word custard, I think of mustard. So I don't think of anything good.
that was a big shock for me the first time I had mustard in the United States.
Really?
Got a hot dog. I was like 12. And I was like, okay, I'll have mustard on a hot dog. I always see, like, in TV and stuff, they all have mustard on their stuff. Like
yeah.
That ago. Took a bite, scraped it all off the hot dog. Never again.
All right, what about
I've had it since.
What about mayo?
Oh, mayo's fine.
I hate mayo. That's just nasty.
Mayo's okay.
We
you guys use mayo a lot in your
the
sandwiches.
Most mayo ever.
Say that again? Jared?
We want to interview the person who ate the most amount of mayo ever.
Is there somebody already?
Yes.
Yeah. A competitive eater.
Okay. Because I have a friend who he's that guy. He'll like take a mayo packet and just slurp it.
My dad's that guy.
Really?
Same with sour cream. It's disgusting.
Oh,
How that man can stand beyond me.
Ugh. I could do it with ketchup, though. I love ketchup. Ketchup's great.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy with ketchup. Ketchup's delicious.
Out of the package.
Oh, yeah. When I was little, I don't do it nowadays. I take the whole bottle.
So I'm just upgraded. I'm trying to get Michelle Lesko's record up now. You're gonna get sick of this, man.
It makes me feel sick.
It's disgusting. Okay, so Michelle Lesko, who is a friend of Nick Weary and Mickey Sudo, who we're good friends with, speed eating queen Michelle Lesko earned 2 Guinness World Record titles in Vegas, the fastest time to eat a hot dog with no hands in 21 seconds, and the most mayonnaise eaten in 3 minutes. Do you do kg or ounces?
Blech.
It's 86 ounces or 2,500 kg of mayonnaise.
I feel like getting sick. It's just disgusting.
Right? Yeah. I can't look at that. I can't. No. That's...
Oh, it's so fucking gross.
But it goes back to proving our point, like, competitive eaters being really skinny for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
right?
That girl is tiny.
Tiny. Tiny, yes.
She still outcompete probably all of us here.
Man, no.
Yeah, could you imagine, like... You look at me and you look at her and you think who's going to finish their fucking Chinese first. You don't think it. You think you're thinking it's Thomas. Come on, folks. Don't lie to yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Who's eating the most amount of Chinese food tonight? You're thinking Thomas. Don't even fucking lie. If this one comes in, eat fucking 10 times the amount I do.
That's yeah. That's well, like I said, Jed, that hurt to look at those pictures. That was bad. That was bad.
It's disgusting. Oh man, the hell I respect the shit out of it because it's awesome, but it's fucking gross at the same
time. Oh, the mental fortitude you have to do that, like no, sir.
Or self-hatred.
I hate that so much, man.
Well, you guys. Jared, I know you've been to the States. I know you've mentioned that before. Thomas, have you been to the States yet?
I have.
Where have you been? I remember Jared speaking about it. I don't remember exactly you speaking about where you've been.
I went to one state. I've only been once. I've only ever been to one state.
Okay.
I've been to Florida.
I mean, it's a big tourist spot. Yeah.
Florida, yeah. Man.
Was that for Disney?
No, that was for a school trip.
Really?
I got to go to NASA.
Dude, that's cool. That is cool.
We were entered into some competition.
Yeah.
And I got to do it. So I was in, went to NASA, got to do all the tours. I met an astronaut.
Yeah.
Frederick something. He was awesome to talk to, just hear about his experience. We also got to go to Universal. I did the Hulkinator, bro. That fucking roller coaster.
Yeah.
And the Doctor Doom drop. Oh man, sick.
So do you ever plan whenever things hopefully get normal to come visit again, like on your own terms?
Oh yeah. No, I have an aunt and uncle who live in Ohio, and I was I was supposed to be in Ohio this year with them. Mm. The COVID got in the way.
Yeah.
I was gonna go visit them by myself. I was gonna have great fun. I don't know. They live near, I think it's Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. So you know they live near a big water park or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was gonna be fun.
Yeah. I haven't been up there, but Cincinnati's got a lot of. It's a big city up there.
And they got a baseball stadium near them as well.
I
don't watch baseball, but hey, I'll go see a game.
Yeah, Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds, I think, is their baseball team.
I like NFL, but there was no games on. There was no games on at the time I was supposed to be going. So that's
they have the Bengals, don't they?
Cincinnati Bengals, yeah.
Sounds about right. I don't care for football.
It's Joe Burrow. He's the quarterback for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm American enough. I know that much.
I'm proud of you, bro. No, I like American football. Me and my dad watch American football, so. You know, that's cool. I only got into it there like last year. And I watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl is fun. Super Bowl, I'll watch the Super Bowl.
I'm a Packers fan.
Okay. I don't give a shit. If anything, I would go with the Raiders just because their mascot is cool looking. I know they suck, but they have a cool ass mascot, you know, fucking pirate and shit. That's pretty badass.
Recently. When the transfer market was happening over in the soccer in England, there's this Arsenal mascot, and he's been their mascot for like maybe 30 odd years now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they have to let him go because they couldn't afford the mascot anymore. And then one of the players who's like a millionaire was like, "Yo, I'll just pay double his salary to keep him around."
Wow. Would just like to keep the guy in the suit?
They couldn't afford. I don't know what it was.
They could afford the $1 million paycheck for the players, but they couldn't afford like a minimum wage mascot.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was, but they had to let it go. And then one of the players, his name's Ozil, he was like, "Yeah, I'll just pay for it." But I don't know what it was.
That's pretty cool, though. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty neat. Hmm. Jared, what about you? You ever plan on coming back over? On this side of the pond, lake, whatever it's called, ocean.
Complicated question.
How so? Are you wanted?
Long time, I'd love to live there, but with the stuff going on at the moment, it's terrifying. Honest to God,
that's fair. That is fair.
I don't think I'll be going anywhere near it next year. So I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have like a civil war or something. It's in the talks, man. Like, it's
I don't see it like a legitimate
civil war.
I mean, I don't see it as a legitimate civil war per se, but something's going to happen. I do believe something is going to happen. I do agree with that. But I hope that we are mature enough and developed and civilized enough that it doesn't get that bad. that is why I've asked almost everyone I speak to, hey, what are the prices of the houses over there in case my ass needs to move?
Very high. Very, very, very high.
Very high. In Ireland, extremely high. I'm not trying to be a dick or joke. It's some of the highest in Europe.
Really?
Actually, yes. For a while, it was the highest in Europe.
Dublin was the most expensive city to live in for a couple of years.
Out of most people all of Europe.
In Europe. That's including Madrid, France, London. Dublin was number one.
Wow.
France is in the city.
But it's in Europe.
Paris. Fucking arrest me. Rome. Jesus Christ.
Fucking grammar Rome. Nazi over here.
This is why I don't speak in our podcast.
That's crazy, though, because I was looking at like homes in Scotland, and there was a perfect one that was actually like within, you know, my price range, and it was like a little hobbit hole. It had like a garden on top, and it was dug into a hill and shit. It looked cool as hell. I liked it. I definitely liked it.
Sounds cool, man.
Well, guys, I appreciate you you two coming on. Tell Dara, you know, shout out for him. Hopefully he'll be able to get on at some point for a future thing for us. I know he gets on every now and then with you guys.
Who knows?
But thank you again. Appreciate it. Is there anything you guys want to say? Or obviously plug your podcast, any future episodes you got coming up?
Red, you're invited to my virtual birthday party. I should tell you here.
I did check. I am off that day.
Awesome.
I will be there for you, man. I got you.
Where we're going to get 1,000 subs. You hear me? You?
Actually, in all fairness, yesterday alone, we got a fuck ton. So if we keep that kind of momentum, we might get it before your birthday.
It's my birthday present. You guys got to get me 1,000 subs. You hear me?
Yeah, everybody.
You know, disappoint little old Tommy for his birthday, do you?
Do you? Do you?
You got to give him who's going to give you the bumping?
My girlfriend will be here, so she can do it.
Your girlfriend's going to bump you?
All right, never mind. My dad can be here then as well.
Your dad's going to bump you, bro?
No, so dude, shut up, bro.
Is that really a thing? Like, did either of you guys have that growing up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
It's called birthday bashing over here.
Bashing, yeah. Okay.
When you get to a certain age, though, and you can defend yourself, no one does it.
No.
You're always on the edge on your birthday.
Yeah. So is it like I pulled up, or when I read about it, it was you hang the child upside down and bump their head on the floor?
No.
No.
Where
did you read that?
That is no joke what the article said.
Red, no.
I'm for real.
You just punch them. How many years old?
Punch
them
in the arm.
Because like, that's what we have. We have, you know, spankings.
You spank each other?
For your kids on their birthday, yeah. Yeah, and one to grow on. Like if my son's turning 7, so he'll get 7, and then you give him an extra one. It's called one to grow on.
Oh, no. We just say it's my 15th birthday now. I'm fucked. If I'm 15 and I have to go in school, I'm coming home with a dead arm, right? Yeah. And everyone who sees you, they know it's your birthday. So they go 50 times, and then it's one for good luck. And that one for good luck might be in your fucking jaw. They might pull some UFC shit, man. You know, you grab one and they just like spin and heel kick you. Yeah. It's like...
we had a friend, Scott, and I remember it was his birthday. His 17th birthday.
Oh,
I thought the man was dead by the end of it. I thought he was dead.
Damn. Yeah, no, it's not that bad here. And definitely, like you said, when you grow up enough and you're able to defend yourself, that shit kind of stops, obviously. Mm. I'd end up a full-blown fight if that was to keep going on. But once again, guys, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Everybody, check out Awfully Irish. Try to get them to 1,000 subs. And I mean, fuck, I ain't even got 140. Show me some love too, people. Goddamn.
Show love to Red immediately. Right? Now.
Come on.
You guys have yourself a great day, man.
Same goes.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Take your handy.